The remnants of Hurricane Beryl brought severe thunderstorms and flash flooding to Vermont yesterday into today. As of 6 a.m., more than 3,000 customers are without power, mostly in central Vermont. Mark Breen is the senior meteorologist and planetarium director at the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium in St. Johnsbury. He joins us now for a brief update on the continuing storm and outlook. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Kari.
Thank you for joining us. What are Vermont communities waking up to this morning?
Well, once again, we are dealing with some moderate to locally severe flooding. Most of the flooding in this particular case, a little different than last year. It's running on a zone mostly from west to east, covering much of Addison and Chittenden counties, and then eastward through Montpelier, northward up to about Johnson, and then continuing into parts of the Northeast Kingdom, especially Caledonia and southern Essex County, and it continues into Coos County in New Hampshire. We've seen rainfall amounts anywhere from 4 to 6 inches in these locations.
You mentioned 4 to 6 inches there. What parts of the state have the highest rainfall totals so far?
The highest total that I've seen is from Hinesburg, where 6.58 inches of rain, so more than 6 inches of rain falling there. But many locations seeing over 5 inches. In fact, Port Henry down on Lake Champlain, 5.62 inches of rain, and many locations exceeding at least 3 inches of rain through that area.
We've heard about flash flooding in Barrie and Williamstown, Plainfield, Richmond, Moortown. Is that expected to worsen? What are some of the areas that you're focusing on this morning?
So most of the flash flooding will be decreasing. However, some of the larger rivers, they're still going to rise over the next few to several hours, peaking generally before noontime today. The latest sort of guidance indicates that the Winooski River will be flooding well into tonight, but it's reaching its peak sometime around noon or 1 o'clock today.
You know, we've had this week of coverage where we're thinking about last summer's floods and this time last year. How does this compare to last year and what folks were experiencing at this time a year ago?
Well, it is certainly, you know, it's a serious situation out there this morning. It is not as widespread as it was last year, and it's not quite as extensive. So, for example, in Montpelier, the Winooski River is peaking at about 6 feet lower than it did last year, much the same in Waterbury Center and in Essex Junction. So although the rivers are certainly in flood and we've got some damage and cleanup to deal with, the rivers are not as high. Also, last year, that heavy rain extended all the way down into southern Vermont. This is limited mostly to areas from about Middlebury, Northfield, and about St. Johnsbury northward.
How are the storm totals comparing to last year as well?
So the totals actually in these areas that I mentioned, especially Chittenden, Addison counties, and then eastward into Caledonia County, a rainfall of 4 to 6 inches, similar to last year's 4 to 8 inches, but it's in a much more limited area.
You know, folks are thinking about the end of this. When are we expecting this heavy rain event to wrap up and things to get back to normal?
Right. So the good news is the heavy rain has moved to the east of the region. There are still some lingering showers off to our west that'll move through today. They will be hit and miss. They're not going to add to the flooding concerns. Instead, it's going to be more of an issue of interfering and hampering the cleanup operations.
Well, what can Vermonters expect weather-wise over the next couple days?
Right. So today we do have the showers have pretty much ended for the time being. There will be some breaks of sun, localized hit and miss showers for today, and temperatures generally topping out in the upper 70s and 80s. A very humid day as far as that goes. This rain did not clean out the humidity. Tomorrow, a sunnier day. There will be a couple of stray showers in the south, temperatures in the 80s. Some of the warmer valleys tomorrow will approach 90 degrees.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for keeping us up to date. And that was Mark Breen, the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium's senior meteorologist, talking about the continuing storm and flooding. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you.